Welcome back. I think after today, we just have three more episodes to go. We're going to be doing Pete's and mine and the new babies when he or she arrives. So this is the 12 Days of Human Design series. Over the course of 12 days, we've been looking at every member of my family so that you can really see how the human design nuances play out in a design. Because we are all generator types at the time of this recording. We don't know what the baby's going to be. But right now there are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators. So we all have very, very, very different designs, even though we're all the same type. So that's really the point of this series, is for you to be able to look and say, oh my gosh, it's so much bigger than type. And to see if any of these little nuances match in your own design. So listen in. Today we're going to talk about my son-in-law Matt's chart. He's 35 at the time of this recording, and that's really important in his design, and I'm going to tell you why in a bit. I'll give you a little hint here. It has to do with his profile. So have your own chart handy as we go through the episode so that you can relate what I'm covering here to your own life, because I do try to bring it back to your life so that it's meaningful for you. If you don't yet have your human design chart, just pause this episode and head on over to the website, vickidixon.com. You can download it right from your phone for free.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So there's a photo of Matt's chart in the show notes so that you can take a look as we go along if you want to be able to see where I'm talking about the things that I'm talking about. First things first, Matt is a 3420 manifesting generator. We have a whole bunch of them in our family, as Sawyer would say. If you've been following along, you've already heard me talk about the 3420 channel, but I'm going to walk you through it again super quickly just to be sure. So only manifesting generators can have this channel, but not all manifesting generators will have it. So look at your own chart if you're a manifesting generator and see if it's defined or colored in for you. If it is, there'll be a red or a black or a combination of the two line joining gate 34 to gate 20. Gate 34 is in the sacral center, gate 20 is in the throat center. So the tendency of 3420 many gens is to be busy, 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 usually for themselves. That doesn't make them selfish, okay? That's a lot of the feedback that I get sometimes. It doesn't make them selfish, but they are kind of crazy. Like most of them, Matt doesn't have frenetic energy at all. So I will temper that here a little bit, but a lot of the 3420 gens in my life do have, and in my life, I mean clients, do have this frenetic energy because they've been busy, 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 busy for so long that they just don't seem to be able to take a beat. They have a hard time focusing on the tasks at hand, and there's always a lot of things on the go. But one of the beautiful things about this channel is that it's the most charismatic energy in the human design body graph. It's imperative with this channel defined that you be doing something that you love. Now, we should all be doing something that we love, but for people with this channel, it's of utmost importance. 3420s have this magnetism to them. People are drawn to them really easily, but it can be hard to get their attention because they're so absorbed in their own activities. The temptation with 3420 manifesting generators is that they start initiating things because they are even more powerful as manifesting generators than regular manifesting generators, or manifesting generators without this channel defined is a better way to put it. They just keep dreaming things up and doing them without waiting to respond. So remember that as a generator or a manifesting generator, it's key that you live in response. You're not here to initiate, you're here to respond. Gate 34 is the gate of power, and it's in the sacral center. It's all about being responsive. It responds to something that's already happening. And there's a certain amount of presence that's called for with this channel defined. When I'm working with clients with this energy, this 3420 energy, some of the biggest work that we do is around teaching them to be present, teaching them to just take a beat, take a pause, and then allow themselves to actually be with something, because that's the trick for 3420s, is how to be powerfully present. So I haven't talked a lot about circuitry in these episodes because circuitry is a really big topic, but I'm always looking at this energy when I'm reading a chart. Even if I'm not vocalizing it to the client, I'm always looking at it. And for Matt, he has mostly integration and individual circuitry. So your circuitry is like the black box. It's the electrical panel that runs your design, and it never, ever, ever changes. It's not something that's like super conditioned that you would not act like this in your life. It is who you is. It lays the groundwork for who you are and how you show up in the world. So Matt is all about going his own way and living life on his own terms. Now, we all are supposed to be like this, but for Matt, this is just a given. This is just how he shows up in the world. That's partly because of his circuitry, which leads to doing his life his way, to hell what anyone thinks. And he really lives this energy well. And I'm saying this in the nicest way. Something else that really contributes to this ability to confidently follow his own path is his defined will. So to date in these episodes, and I'm saying to date because we still have one more baby coming, only two people in our entire family have a defined will center. So look at your own chart. The will or the ego center, you'll hear it referred to, is the tiny triangle in the middle of the chart on the right-hand side. It's tiny but mighty. If yours is defined, it will be colored in mostly, most often it's colored in pink. And if it's undefined, it will be white. So this center just amazes me, absolutely amazes me. In human design circles, if you've been around a while, you'll hear that you're mostly conditioned in your open or undefined centers. So you look at your design and you see that you have a defined will and you're like, whew, I'm not conditioned at all. Only 1/8 of the population has this center defined. It's willpower, certainty, assertiveness, confidence, resources, self-assuredness, all that good stuff. Finances, money, all the resources. So in the undefined will center, if you have the center undefined, there's a relentless drive to prove yourself. It is the energy that constantly questions its value and its worth. There can be like underpricing of services, doing things for cheaper than anyone else would, but really having to prove to yourself that you can do it, always trying to prove to yourself. And this is how it plays out for me. I have an undefined will center and it's crazy how it plays out for me. So when I was climbing the ranks in a direct sales company, I climbed very, very quickly. We have a big money story around why I climbed so quickly in the direct sales industry. And Pete and I had this game where he would call me and tell me that he didn't really think that I could do it because I'm really motivated by someone not believing in me. Now, there may be a whole lot of other things that should be unpacked on a couch somewhere with that, but that lives in this undefined will center for me. It's like, I will always prove that I can do it, especially if someone tells me that I can't. Like, I don't need fluffy words of affirmation. Thank you very much. You tell me I can't do it and I'm on it. So it's interesting because while only 1/8 of the population has a defined will center, at least 95% of my clients have a defined will. And that's freaky. Like, the math doesn't add up. But I have found this defined center in the women I work with to be the most conditioned place in the human design body graph. And that's not a popular opinion because in human design circles, you're going to hear that the conditioning happens in where you're undefined. But this defined will center for women is a crazy spot for conditioning. So if you have a defined will center, if your will center is colored in pink, you're here to be assertive, sure of yourself, to know that you're all that in a bag of chips. You're the best. And why are you? That's the energy you carry. You're here to be well-resourced. But I can spot an unhealthy, conditioned, defined will from a mile away. And I attract them like nobody's business. And remember that I work mostly with women. When I work with men, even in readings who have a defined will, I don't see this. And I do not see this in the men in my life, in my family, Samuel and Matt, who have a defined will. They have not been conditioned to be small. Now, I'm not saying that men aren't conditioned. I will not ever jump on that train because men have a shitload of conditioning as well. It's just different than the conditioning that the women get. So in my work, I see that a man with a defined will like Matt has is certain of himself. And you can feel this energy in Matt when you're with him. But give me a woman with a defined will and I can almost guarantee you that she's been conditioned to play small and she doesn't have a clue how powerful she is. And that's the magical difference with human design coaching. We don't have to work for months and months to find all your triggers. I can look at your chart and serve them up to you and we can get to work really quickly. I'm sorry, I digress. I think I was on a soapbox there, but I get so fired up with this will-centered conditioning. So like most people in my family, Matt has a defined emotional solar plexus. And like most emotionally defined people on the planet, including me, he would not consider himself to be emotional. But he is. In fact, he has two emotional waves and his emotional solar plexus is his power center. So if you look at his chart in the show notes, you can see that in his emotional solar plexus, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7 gates defined. So that makes it his power center. Now, Matt wasn't raised to be in tune with his emotions because who was, right? Especially boys. I mean, my gosh, we do not raise boys to be in touch with their emotions. So Matt has channel 1222 defined, and this is another place where following his own path is really the way that he has to go. This channel is an acoustic channel. It's the channel of the left ear in human design, And it's the energy of not doing anything you don't want to do because you're not in the mood for it. Your energy, your emotional energy sets the tone for the room if you have this channel defined. So we always say, like, stay home. If you're, you know, if you have 1222 defined and you're not in the mood, you got to stay home. Don't go shopping. Don't go to the party. Don't go to wherever you can avoid. And Matt does that without apology, which again has a lot to do with his defined will center, I think. I think that a woman with this energy, or I see that a woman with this energy, will try to put a smile on, try to think positively, try to talk herself into being happy so that other people will be comfortable with her. It's this societal conditioning for women. And I feel like men have that to a little bit lesser degree. If Matt doesn't feel like doing something or going somewhere, he just doesn't. And he's not torn up about it. He's not feeling guilty about it. He just sits it out and he's totally fine with it. And it's always fine with the rest of us too. But it's different for women, I think. So the wave that's associated with this channel is one of deep melancholy. Remember that your emotions will come in waves. If you have a defined emotional solar plexus, your emotions will come in waves. So this one has deep lows when they hit, but with this energy, you come out of the lows really, really easy. It's often felt as moodiness, and this is manifested energy. So each channel is either manifested, projected, manifesting generator, which is only a 3420, or generated. So the channels have their own energy as well. So this 1222 can have this closed repelling thing that we often think of with manifestors, even though I hate that languaging, that is the feel that you get from this 1222 channel. The moodiness of this wave can come on quickly and it can dissipate just as quickly, which can be beautiful, except for the fact that he's married to someone with an open emotional solar plexus. And that's in Andrea's episode. She feels his emotions deeply, and Easton, their son, will too. Matt's other wave is a tribal wave. It's the 4037. So 4037 can have moments of rage. And I'm not saying that I've seen this rage in him. I think once I saw it, and it's when his tribe was threatened. So 4037 is tribal energy. It's the energy of being sure that the tribe is well-resourced, that everyone has enough, and the right agreements are in place. When your needs are not being met with this 4037, or when there's a pattern of needs not being met, that's when the rage sets in, or that's when that snap of the mood will happen. Something that's really cool about the energy of this channel for Matt's chart specifically, and maybe in your own chart, we're going to look at the numbers on either side of the body graph. The top two on the right, followed by the top two on the left, form your incarnation cross. And your incarnation cross, think of it as the movie of your life. Understanding the energy of your incarnation cross can really help you to solidify your purpose. And what I find super interesting about Matt's is that he has the energies of the background frequency that we're in now on the planet, on the unconscious side, and the frequency that we're stepping into in 2027 on the conscious side. So we haven't talked about that before in these series, and I'm kind of throwing it out here out of nowhere for you. I think that we could easily do like a 2-hour episode on this, but I'm going to give you just the highlight reel here. So there's a background frequency of energies running the planet Earth now. We're in the cross of planning, which is gates 16-9 and 40-37. The cross of planning is all about skills, organizations like Think United Way, that type of organizations, focus, meeting the needs of the tribe, its agencies and organizations, and super top heavy power. And we're seeing this in our planet right now, right? We're seeing a clashing of the energies, a pushback on these energies. The cross of the sleeping phoenix is the energy we're moving towards. The frequency of the planet will change in February of 2027. And I'm kind of smiling because if you follow anything that's going on in the world, you'll know that that's a significant date. So these top-heavy systems won't stand. They can't stand in the new background frequency. The cross of the sleeping phoenix is 3420 and 5955. So it's all about power to the people, faith, abundance, presence, creativity. It's individual power and bonds that matter. So it's interesting to me whenever I work with a client who has either of these energies or a mix of them to see how they're feeling about life in the world, because human design is an experiment. So ultimately, it's about asking yourself, how does this feel in my body? Am I noticing a difference in the way things are showing up for me? How can I sink deeper into my own best way of doing things so that I can experience a better outcome? And I wonder how this energy feels, because it's not my lived experience. I don't have either of those energies in my incarnation cross. So a couple of other things that I want to look at in Matt's design, and I want you to look at in your own design or the design of your child, if you're looking at your child's design, because it's powerful energy. If you've been following this series, you know that I get on a soapbox for the kids, and this is going to be more of that. So brace yourself. Matt has a lot of experiential energy in his design. He's not someone who's going to be told what to do and how to do it. He is absolutely someone who learns through experience. It's the only way for him. And our society isn't set up for children like this. And remember, when I'm looking at a human design body graph, I am looking at the newborn baby who came into the world with all of their gifts without the conditioning. So we're going to look at a few places this shows up for Matt. Number one, he's a manifesting generator. So we know that he's here to be busy, 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 and he's here to go his own way, and he's here to multitask and do 100 things at once. He has channel 3420 defined. We've already talked about that. He's busy, 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 mostly for his own endeavors. He has gate 36 defined in a defined center. So that's the energy that's with him all the time. Wherever you have defined gates and defined centers, that is energy that you have all the time. Channel 36 is Evel Knievel energy. It's all's well that ends. It's not all's well that ends well, all's well that ends. So he's always up for a challenge or a change. He has this restlessness to experience the thing. He just needs to experience the thing. He has gate 38, the gate of the fighter. It's all about knowing what to fight for. And he has an undefined root. So look at your own chart. The center at the bottom is the root center. If it's undefined or white, it's a pressure center. In Matt's design, he has both the head and the root undefined. His design is highly pressurized. We were just talking about this last night at dinner. So why we were talking about it at dinner is because he was going to get a coffee on his way home at 7:30 at night. And Andrea was kind of panicking. And I'm like, he's got an undefined root. He's fine. Like, no, I don't think anyone really should, I'm putting that in air quotes, be drinking coffee at that time of night. But there's a lot of adrenalized pressure in this design because he has both of these centers undefined. So with an undefined root center, it seeks out adrenaline altering experiences just to have a release of the pressure. So skydiving, bungee jumping, ice baths, being chased by a bear. And yeah, Matt has done that. Even being chased by a bear, coffee at night, Red Bull. Oftentimes people with an undefined root are addicted or crave things like caffeine and sugar just because of the adrenaline response that it ignites in the body. And remember, nothing is good or bad in human design. It just is, okay? He has gate 15 defined. This is the gate of extremes. He has a sixth line profile. This is the last thing we're going to talk about. Your profile is who you're here to be. It's the role you play in your life. And remember I said in the beginning, it was important for us to understand that Matt's 35 and that plays a role for him in his design. It's an important piece of the puzzle. So sixth line profiles go through three stages in life. 0 to 30 is their third line phase. So they do all of the things that third line profiles do. They experience life fully. They go fast and they break things. Layer that on with the gate 36, the gate 15, the pressurized or the undefined route. I mean, there's so many places that this need to experience things lives in Matt's design. Age 30 to 50, which is where he is now, is when six line profiles integrate their life lessons. A lot of my six line clients tell me that this is a really uncomfortable time for them. We call it in human design on the roof, aloof and on the roof. And Matt has a certain aloofness in his design as well. That's gate 40, can have this certain amount of aloofness. And that's a big place for conditioning, but we don't have time in this episode to go into that. So the thing is, you're integrating your life lessons as a six line profile from the time you're 30 to 50. And it feels like you're on the roof looking down at everyone and they're screwing up and you wish you could help them, but you really can't. So this is the phase he's in now. And then from 50 up as a six line profile is when you really step into your role model energy. So that was just seven pieces, just at a glance, that I see that would make Matt the precious little boy. Because remember, that's what I see when I look at your human design chart. I see this little boy that needs to experience or needed to experience life fully in order to learn. How much do you think he was conditioned that he was doing things wrong or making too many mistakes or screwing up? What if he had learned to embrace this part of himself even as a young hellion, which I have it on good authority that he was a hellion. But how could he not be if that's his design, right? He has the design of a child who needs to be full on and experience everything just for the sake of experiencing it. What if there was no shame in that for him or any other child who learns this way? I think the world would be a better place. So that's my challenge to you, to lean into the sticky places in your own design and to start to see them as gifts, because that's exactly what they are. And you need to show up in those gifts so that you can give the world what you came here to give. And when you're ready to look into the nuances of your own human design, you can head on over to the website, vickidixon.com, and book your own reading. We're going to spend about 75 minutes together going over all of the intricacies of you so that you can step into your strengths and see your entire design as a gift, especially as you step into new year, especially as we step into 2024 together, because the world needs more of you, not less. Remember that life is going to kick you around. Human design is your best shot at staying unjaded.